A 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steele.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says China must not provide lethal aid to Russia in the war against Ukraine.
We will continue to send a strong message that we believe that sending military aid to Russia at this time when they are using their weapons to bombard cities, kill civilians, and commit atrocities would be a bad mistake, and China should want no part of it.
Sullivan spoke on CNN's State of the Union. A powerful winter storm with flooding and frigid temperatures has been focused on Southern California. CBS's Christian Benavides is in Los Angeles.
The snowplows were out in full force in the San Bernardino Mountains, northeast of Los Angeles.
Before you know it, you can be driving in this and you hit the ice.
Heavy rains filled the generally bone-dry Los Angeles River with raging floodwaters. And flooding trapped cars and shut down parts of Freeway 5 in Sun Valley. Friday, near whiteout conditions in the high desert area northeast of L.A. caught residents off guard.
We don't get this ever. So this is terrific.
Terrific is not exactly the word folks in Michigan are using to describe this week's ice storm. Matt Paul is with DTE Energy.
This is the worst ice storm our area has experienced in nearly 50 years. And from a number of customers impacted standpoint, this is already the second largest storm in our company's 120-year history.
The Environmental Protection Agency is taking over waste disposal operations following that train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
EPA will ensure that all waste is disposed of in a safe and lawful manner at EPA-certified facilities to prevent further release of hazardous substances and impacts to communities.
At least 40 migrants have died after their boat capsized near Italy.
The Italian authorities have mounted a large search and rescue operation on land and at sea, involving the Coast Guard and the police. It's not yet been confirmed what happened to the boat, but one local news agency has reported that it was overcrowded and broke in two in heavy seas.
The BBC's Danny Eberhardt. If you're flying into or out of New York's LaGuardia Airport today, beware. Uber and Lyft drivers are on strike.
We're striking to, you know, to get our raise back. TLC gave us a raise. Uber plugged it and took TLC to the court and won the case.
Muhammad will be one of the thousands of drivers who plan to strike. Their union estimates drivers take 10,000 trips daily from LaGuardia. They're also hoping to get 85% of their fare, saying their rideshare companies take too much. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local Steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com.
Enjoyed by the slice or enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Here on Civic Media and on the app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Home heating bills in Wisconsin are going up this winter. Experts say there are steps you can take to reduce the impact. Mike Moen has more.
The Energy Information Administration predicts that Midwest households that rely on natural gas will spend an average of $1,000 on heating bills this winter. That's a 33% increase over last year. Whitney Hayes of the energy nonprofit Elevate agrees the region will see cost headaches in the coming months.
We're expecting gas prices to continue to go up this winter because of things like the war in Ukraine, and we're still doing a lot of recovery from COVID and shipping and supply shock and whatnot. So
she advises that small things such as making sure there's air sealing around windows and doors can produce savings on your bill. And energy experts say electric heat pumps have come down in price and are now more reliable in extremely cold weather. David Kalata of the Citizens Utility Board agrees that heat pumps are a strong alternative to natural gas, but he stresses they still might be out of reach for low-income households and that policymakers need to offer more incentives to make them accessible to everyone. Meanwhile, he says maximizing these options will make a difference.
And if you take advantage of this program and then you'll seal cracks in windows and maybe install energy efficient light bulbs, all of that works together holistically.
For those worried about their heat being disconnected this winter, most Midwestern states have cold weather rules, which require utilities to offer a payment arrangement to avoid that scenario.
Budget billing programs don't save you money over the course of a year, but they smooth out your payments, so you pay less in the winter and more in the summer.
Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. It is finally February and I am very excited about this. And the reason why this intro took a little while for me to get to is because I was busy laughing. If you remember back on January 19th, I had a couple of hooligans. A couple of hooligans in the studio, Max Zaruba and Roman Tuller, Hardwater Freaks themselves. They're in the studio again. Last week they had their Hardwater Freaks fishing event, not a jamboree, because it is there for people to just get out there, hang out, talk, and just do what you're supposed to do, which is have a great time out on the ice. And it's not about competition. It's teaching. It's showing. It's learning. It's laughing. It's drinking.
Have a good time. Come and go fishing. I don't care how you fish or what you fish for. Have a good time fishing.
Yep. And it was just very exciting. I would say, how did it go? But you're still waiting for the info to come back. But yeah, so January 19th, we talked about more or less just Hardwater Freaks and getting the veterans and children out in it. And we had a couple of people call in from Concrete Crappy, but that's just a little inside joke I found out.
Concrete Crappy's LLC is a real thing to five people. Outside of that, it is not a real thing. It is all fun.
I definitely thought it was, and I was definitely wondering why she named it that, but now this all, it all makes
sense. The story, it's all having a few shots of Fireball, and it all goes from there.
But that was Stephanie Jackson, which is awesome to have another female out in the ice, another female out in the woods. So on and so forth, just to promote us because we're out there doing everything you guys are doing. And then Megan called in. I don't remember Megan's last name.
Megan Zilsdorf.
Zilsdorf.
Yeah.
That's a fun last name.
From La Crosse, Wisconsin.
But she is Casting Queens.
Mm-hmm.
And I am finding out that it is a superb website to go for females for because it will give us. I don't even know how to say it. It will give us guide on what to buy for just females, like the DSG, how it's so much easier and it fits better for, in the chest area and for other things.
The whole purpose of Casting Queen is women's insight on women fishing.
And then we get to ask questions that we need to ask without feeling judged, which is a huge thing for us females.
It's huge. And there's no egos.
Yeah, there's no egos. And it's just... oh, you want to try this? Oh, let me help you. This is what worked out for me. This is what worked out for me. And then you just compile all the information together and have a great freaking time on the ice. Or duck hunting or pheasant hunting or rabbit hunting, anything.
Or catching stray cats in Maguanago, Wisconsin.
Oh, that's a thing?
That poop on your deck.
Oh, we will find out what that is.
I will find you. I have a particular set of skills.
We have live traps.
I will find you.
And if you remember from January 19th, how much I laughed, probably lost 6-7 pounds just by laughing. That was definitely a hoot. And you guys have been friends. It was fate. Wait, you guys are friends because you're
we hold hands. Like, I mean, it was fun. We hold hands. The best friends hold hands. So, yeah. I mean, he makes me a bracelet out of beads that's shaped like a lizard for my backpack. And I make him some origami, like a little star, and I glaze it, and he puts it in his backpack.
Yeah. And we wear them together, and then we combine forces.
Yeah. Yes. You ever heard of the Power Rangers?
I was going to say Powderpuff Girls,
they
sure.
They learned from us, so we just went from there.
And then you were talking about, Roman, how your kids got on the ice and had a great time just ice fishing, and they caught a bunch of bass and everything, and how the wifey comes out every once in a while. And
she used to, yeah. We used to fish. When we first started dating, we fished together all the time. And now my daughters love to come out. One of them loves to come out, and she's built her hit list now. So she got some pretty nice bass, 16-inch bass, through the ice by herself. And she got a pike last weekend. So now dad has started building her a hit list of other fish to catch, which I have yet to catch myself.
Why don't you tell the fan base what you did with the two bass that your daughter caught? They were legal, but what did you do with those, Roman?
Yes, Roman, what did you do with those?
We ate them, and they were delicious. I'm sorry to every bass fisher out of there. I'm not sorry, actually, but winter bass are delicious.
I'm not a
bass eater.
I have a confession. Yes. I haven't released a legal bass during ice fishing in probably 20 years. So there's that.
Because you haven't caught a legal bass?
It's because I eat every single
one. Winter bass
are delicious.
And I don't say I just eat just the bass, but I chunk them and I put them in with bluegills, perch, and crappie fish fries.
Yeah.
You don't know the difference.
Yep.
Or if you got a friend who's like, hey, man, if you had any extra fish, which apparently that's a thing, but like extra venison. Oh, yeah. Let me just go get some beef and mail it to you.
I'm glad I went out there for you. Yeah.
I froze my butt off for 6 days of shot deer. And here's a bunch of meat.
To all my friends that got a fish fry from me, newsflash, you got a bass. You're welcome.
Well, that is also one of the other favorite things I love doing.
Learned one time. The brain is not going to pull that out. So if we just do a workshop, right, we're not going to pull out those skills and strategies. So this needs to be something that we practice every day on a regular basis. And then that muscle memory is there. So if you are in that.
So Forward Tie Boxing giving you the opportunity today to go to the Krav Maga workshop, learn these things from instructors, certified instructors, Abby, too, like we've talked about. And the other part is these are tools they'll take away from them from the class day. Whether they decide to go for future classes or events with you, or they just go to the workshop today, there are useful things that people will get out of it.
For sure. Especially, too, that situational awareness, right? So when I'm out in public or in crowds, How do I pay attention to my surroundings to make sure that I maybe even avoid getting myself into a situation that I wouldn't want to be in?
So we are talking with Abby Brown over at Forward Tie Boxing. The website is forwardtieboxing.com. And Abby, if people want to stop by today, right, because you can walk in and register for the workshop starting at 1 o'clock, tell them where they can find you.
Yeah, so we are located 2 blocks south of the Beltline on Rimrock Road. So pretty much the corner of Rimrock and Moreland Roads. Brand new building here, great space. We're right next to Finca Coffee, if anyone is familiar with them. And so they are welcome to stop by and get registered right on the spot.
Forward Tie Boxing with the Krav Maga workshop today, and you should head over there. Again, 1 to 3, some great opportunity to participate and learn new skills and maybe get that itch to start going to the gym and advancing those skills and train and grow. Abby, we've talked about Krav Maga. You also have a very big discipline in Muay Thai there as well. So you kind of bring both. It's more that for sport and then also more of the self-defense with your gym.
Exactly. Kind of anyone who walks into this gym, no matter what their goals, are going to have something that they are going to get out of it, right? So if you want to come in and do a Thai style of kickboxing, we have classes for that. And we also have Krav Maga, which is those self-defense. And we have a lot of students that take both. You know, our membership allows students to take as many classes as they can in a week and across both of the disciplines. So we encourage students to take both Muay Thai and Krav Maga classes. There's a lot of benefits that you can get from both of those, and lots of new things that you can learn. And a lot of students come in with that goal. They want to learn something new. A lot of students come in with fitness goals. And martial arts are definitely a really great way to support whatever your fitness goals are. If that's increasing your cardio or increasing strength, martial arts can help you with both of those. And then, you know, it's just a fun place to be, right? This isn't just some treadmill you're going to go run on for a couple of hours when no one knows that you were there. We have a real community here of people who are really supportive. So whatever your goals are, your training partners are going to be there to help you to achieve those goals. And, you know, a lot of people make a lot of really long lasting friendships here.
And the other thing I've seen from your gym at Forward Thai Boxing here in Madison, just off of Rimrock Road, is that you really have the ability, your instructors are there, they'll work with people of all experience levels or no experience whatsoever and help them kind of get where they want to go and also figure out what those goals might be if they come in brand new and don't really know what goals they want to enter the gym with.
That is correct. We have students that have never done a martial art or even a sport before in their life walk in the door and are very successful with this. Yep, our teacher or instructors are going to work with you and where you are in your journey with this. And I mean, I tell you, there have been some people that, like I said, have never done a sport before, have walked in our door, and they've been a student of ours for years because it's just a fun thing to do, a really supportive environment. And, you know, it's a unique thing, right? If you you want to do something, but you just don't know what that is, I say come try Muay Thai or Krav Maga, and I think that's going to just like satisfy whatever it is inside for people that they need and are looking for.
Great cardio workout. You get your body moving. You learn skills. So many useful things there. One of the other things, talk about the space a little bit, Abby, since we have a little time here with you, is you mentioned it's basically a brand new facility. You guys just opened not too long ago and really have it set up exactly how you want, but some really good training opportunities and training space for people.
Yeah, we love our space. We're very thankful for this space. But for the students, too, they are getting, you know, just this brand new state-of-the-art space to train martial arts. It has all of the materials that they'll need here, so the pads and the heavy bags. Our flooring is really supportive for what we're training. It's soft enough in case we happen to fall, but it is strong enough to also support us as we're training martial arts. And then we also have the boxing ring. And, you know, we're the only gym in this town to have a full boxing ring. I should say Muay Thai Krav Maga gym to have that full boxing ring. And it's really fun to train in. And it's a great tool for those of our students that want to compete because you need to have that boxing ring to be able to effectively train for competition. But any of our students are welcome to use that boxing ring during any of our classes. It's just an extension of our training floor. There's a really fun feeling you get when you walk into that ring to train. So we encourage all of our students to jump in there at least one time.
It's a fantastic space, and that would be a lot of fun. You guys got to have a lot of fun with that space, right? I mean, it's obviously a competition training space, but you guys have some fun in there too.
Yes, we definitely do. Yeah, it's a great space. It's got a really good feel.
All right. The Krav Maga workshop comes up in just less than 2 hours. You can head over to Forward Thai Boxing. Walk in, sign up today, learn some skills. That's Abby over at Forward Thai Boxing. Abby, thanks again for your time, and thanks for sharing this opportunity with our community.
Yes, thank you, Jason. It's great to be here.
Is it easier to put that gun away? Or is it difficult to stop the world and show that you care? Surely you will be the guiding light to save us all. Maybe we can be the vision of a prophet man's dream. 'Cause we got to keep this world together. Gotta keep it moving straight. Love like we mean forever. So the people can relate. If you're wrong, forget I'm all right. Trust and forgive each other.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. okay? The pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather on this snowy day in Madison could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with a high of 39. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows dip down to about 29. Partly cloudy skies. Scattered rain showers likely tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 43. Overcast skies. A dusting of snow Tuesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 33 degrees.
In Madison, we love our sports, our food.
What are we going to deep fry next?
And our politics. We got you covered on that. Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. It's Let's Get Local here on this Saturday. We're going to have to adjust some things, not have our music liners anymore based on some things happening at the station. So I just got to be on my toes and ready to go. Luckily, we have guests with us like Megan Stern today from Dame by Local. Megan, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Jason.
Okay, good. I'm getting a little cardio workout in. This is fun. you know, they never tell the weekend producer what's up or what happened last, but we adjust on the fly. Here we are. We're talking about some things with Dame by Local coming up. There's some big events. We've just finished some things. We've got more things ahead. It's always something new. But man, March is a big month for Dame by Local.
Yeah, it really is. And just a real quick, I want to call back to Coffee Fest that happened this week. That went really, really well. And we talked about it for the couple of weeks leading up to it. And I guess the one thing I just wanted to come back to was just to let people know that it was a great experience and it was a great day. But part of that is it's a good experience to see Madison and the culture around Madison of local, thinking local, buying local. I just thought about it afterwards. You know, you put a room of 30 businesses together, essentially should be competitors. And there's no sense of competition among them. It was just a